Tiffany the Last, and I'm on the phone with Grum from the Kazoo Funk Orchestra Extravaganza. Hi, Grum.
Hello.
There's a sign to be kind when I look or I wind. It's a pill and I've declined. Let me take you back in time. Lost in the speechless, standing on the beach. As I'm picking your features, your beautiful graces. Take to my pillow, drink this up a little. Dream a dream in the story, dream a stream. Hard oddities and odyssey and this song.
In Glasgow, Scotland, but not all the members of the orchestra are located in Scotland. How did you get this huge group together?
By a lot of pushing and pulling, basically. A lot of the band members are from different parts of Scotland that we just knew each other, and we knew who was kind of into this kind of music. And basically, that's how we got together. Since we've been there, some have moved to Canada, some have moved to Spain, but for the tour and getting together, we just managed to hook up somehow.
Mm-hmm. So how many members are there?
It depends who you ask. at the moment, there's about 9 kind of members going on the tour, 9 or 10, and we've got a couple. There's a few people that kind of help us out and have helped us out in the past.
Uh-huh. I bet you always have people that want to join your band.
There's a few waiting in the wings at the moment, but because of the tour, we can't really take anyone else on, but we'd love to have as many people as we could, but it's just not possible.
Yeah, it looks like, I've seen video, of course I haven't been there to see any of your shows, but it looks like everyone's having a great time up on the stage.
I hope they're having one off the stage as well, but yeah, it's music to get drunk to, basically. if you're into that kind of thing, most of us are.
Uh-huh. Is it true that all the members in the orchestra play the kazoo?
That's a bit of a question. It's possible, but we don't all at the same time. I was actually thinking of that for one of the songs and that we're going to be playing on tour, but I don't think it's going to happen, to be honest.
Oh, really?
It's not that it can't happen, we've just not done it yet. But about half of the band play kazoo on stage at the moment at different times. But different types of kazoo as well. They've got just normal small plastic ones, they've got electric ones as well.
Uh-huh.
And they want bass kazoos and slide kazoos and any other type of kazoo you can actually get.
And do sometimes the audience members bring kazoos and screw it all up?
There's been a couple, but they were actually my friends, if you want to call them that. it wasn't too bad because they've heard all the songs and they actually tried to join in normally, and they did a good job of it, so I was quite happy.
Yeah. What other instruments are played? Is it like a proper orchestra, or it seemed like on one of the videos there was even like a DJ scratching.
I would like to say we've got a proper orchestra, but we don't really. I was trying to find someone to actually play violin for us as well, but that never happened either.
Mm-hmm.
But the usual kind of band instruments like guitars, we've got 2 guitars, bass, keyboards, drums. The DJ is Chris Slaughter, that was playing with us at that point, but he left to go on to other wonderful things. And we've got our new chap, Pete. And he's really, really good as well. And it adds something that I think a lot of other bands don't have, the kind of element, that kind of element to it, which is quite nice.
Mm-hmm.
They've got other stuff as well. I'm honestly not finished. They've got a pedal steel guitar,
mm-hmm.
glockenspiel, ukulele,
wow.
accordions, the jew harp, shakers, cowbells, and any other kind of thing that makes noise, basically.
Uh-huh. That's cool. You have a couple albums, and each of them are just filled with so many great songs. I think one of the albums even has about 20 songs on it. So you guys have a lot to choose from when you finally play. What are some of your favorite songs?
Oh, that's a really hard one to ask. Probably my favorite one is Baby Years No Eyes, which was, if you want, the kind of title track for the first album. It wasn't a title track because it's not the title of it, but it was the main track on it. That was on Midnight Fingerprinter.
Baby,
other songs in that I really like are Fire in My Fungus, Keep Your Hard Hat On, and Information. Back of beers and sucked it over and gave me a sandwich. But this is what he said. Gotta get your information. Gotta get your information. Gotta get your information. Gotta get your information.
So when you guys are playing, how many songs are in your set?
At the moment, for the set, for the tour, we've got about 20, I think it is.
Wow.
It's basically everyone trying to get together somehow to practice and stuff before we go. But the majority of the band can get together. It's Little Beard and MC Smalls that are in Canada at the moment. So they're having to do their own wee thing over there, just the two of them.
Yeah.
But everyone else is able to get together quite easily.
Your band plays a lot of festivals in the UK. I haven't been to any of them, but I've always heard stories from people about how the festivals are there and what a great experience it is. Can you tell our listeners some of the good festivals to go to, or which ones are your favorite to play?
We've only really ever played one festival, which was the Paisley University, their student kind of summer festival thing. But if you come to the UK for festivals, it has to be Glastonbury, which is the kind of biggest, and it's got a really kind of alternative eco type feel as well. The one we're playing on tour, the Wicker Man Festival, obviously is the best one to go to because we're there. But they actually have a huge straw Wicker Man that they burn on the Saturday night as well.
Oh.
It's not like Burning Man, though. It's
no.
It's after the kind of horror film that the Wicker Man that was filmed in that area, so it's got a bit of history to it as well.
Oh.
Then, if you want to go mainstream as well, the Tea in the Park Festival is Scotland's biggest one. And it's got all the kind of big name bands. The Who headlined it last year, which was quite cool.
Whoa. You have your own record label. I think it's called Planet Groucho Records.
Yeah.
Are there any other bands on your label?
There is. It's actually run by Little Beard. And it's basically a make-believe record label. So we've actually just got a logo to put in their CDs.
Mm.
But we share it with another band called El Jugador.
Oh.
They're on kind of permanent hiatus at the moment. But we're always open to other kind of bands and stuff that actually want to be in the same kind of stable as us, if you want to put it that way. And it's a wee bit off the kind of mainstream. And basically, they don't take money for the bands. But the thing is that every track that goes out has to be released under Creative Commons so that it can be freely shared on the internet, because that's been a really big thing for us. It's the way we organise the band. It's how we do everything, basically.
Who designed your album cover, the Fuzzy Feltland?
That was Big Beard's. I'm not sure if it's wife or fiance, Barry. She had just had a baby at that point, and I think she was looking for stuff to do.
Oh.
Obviously had some Fuzzy Felt kicking about and got on the job. So we're trying to put something else out before the tour, whether we get to do it or not.
Yeah. It looks really good. I like it.
The other one was done by Little Beard himself, and that's just the band logo, but it's got my lovely face on the back of it, so it's quite cool.
I read that you just participated in a comic relief experience. Can you tell us about that?
Basically, Comic Relief for anyone that doesn't know what it is, it's a charity kind of thing, charity event with people sponsoring each other all over the UK. And I was on a coach going up to the north of Scotland when my office phoned me and said, "Drum, you're shaving your hair off and beard."
And you're known for your beard, from what I can tell. There's a song about the beard and everything, right?
Yeah, well, there was three guys in the band had beards, and there was only two.
Oh.
So, it's a loss. We've lost one third of the beard in the band, but I managed to raise £500 off that just through email, through people at work, so that was excellent. And that was done in about a day.
No.
So, it was quite cool, and we got to get photos done for the, the actual Comet Relief main event, because we handed our money over to a ship that was sailing all around the UK, and the BBC were filming it, so that was quite cool as well.
Yeah, great.
I don't know if I'd do it again. I think I would just get a normal haircut. And the video should actually be going up on YouTube, but it ended up that my hair was attacked by some clippers. So it was not a nice experience.
Yeah. I keep hearing the doorbell. I'm wondering if that's Postman Pat. A fan sent in a question, and he wants to know who now delivers mail in Greendale, since Postman Pat clearly hasn't done much in the last decade or so. What's that all about?
Right. I do have to say, I was watching Postman Pat yesterday morning, and he was still going at it in Greendale delivering the mail. But if he's going to be retiring soon, which I think he might be, the only person that can actually replace him is David Hasselhoff.
David Hasselhoff?
That's my only response to that.
Okay.
But it has to be modern drunk David Hasselhoff.
Yeah,
like
I saw
YouTube
that.
YouTube video.
That is awesome, huh?
It was honestly brilliant, and I think... if I had a drunk postman, I would actually just leave beers out for him instead, just so to get more drunk. It would be amazing.
For the people in the United States, so Postman Pat, that's a television program, it sounds like?
Sorry, it is. It's a children's TV program.
Oh.
And he goes around dealing with his going around with his black and white cat, dealing with the issues of the town, of the people of Greendale.
Oh. And Greendale's in Scotland.
I don't actually know. An English program. I'm assuming it's in England or Wales or somewhere that's below Scotland.
Or maybe make believe.
Probably.
I'll get the Atlas out and check it out. Can you tell us what the last show you've been to, as like a fan?
That's a hard one. The last one for me was Boyce, that now plays bass for us. His band were playing at a punk all-day festival. And it was a charity one. It was in support of the Chernobyl, the kind of victims of there.
Oh.
So it was a... That's where the last one was. That was a last weekend, because the last week I've had no money. But I've got a response from Littlebeard here as well. To let everyone know he's in Canada and they can't actually be on the phone at the same time, but he says he was a Dr. Dog, who I've seen as well, and they're an amazing band. And he's going to Tapes and Tapes on Wednesday.
Oh.
And he's got tickets for North by Northeast, which is going to be magical.
Okay. If the Kazoo Funk Orchestra could tour around with any bands, which ones would that be? If you could...
I would like to tour with Dr. Dog, actually, because they know what their beards are like, and most of them have got beards, and they've got some really good songs. For me, it would be Misty's Big Adventure, which is a band from down in Birmingham in England. They've got some really good songs, and the videos are all excellent as well. And the band that toured with them as well, which was Kate Goes, and they're brilliant as well. So everyone loves each other, hopefully.
Yeah. So, what's your summer looking like? I saw on your MySpace page you have a few shows coming up.
Yeah, that's our... It's the kind of bones of our UK tour we're actually organising. Basically, we wanted the band to get together this year, this summer, to actually go and play some shows. And we are headlining the our stage on the Friday night at the Working Man Festival.
Mm-hmm.
So that's quite cool.
Yeah, that's
and
great.
We're going all over England as well, because we've played a couple of the main towns in Scotland, like Glasgow and Edinburgh, and we wanted to go somewhere further afield. So we're going all the way down to London and Bristol, which are down in the south of England. So it should be quite cool. And basically it's a 2-week holiday as well. So it's a big road trip and everybody's just going to get away.
Yeah, great. Sounds like fun. How long has your band been together?
That's actually quite it's an interesting one. The band had their first gig. It was an idea in about summer 2005.
Mm-hmm.
But we had our first unorganised gig in about November that year, because Missy's Big Adventure, we were meant to be playing with Big Beard's band,
mm-hmm,
in King Tut's in Glasgow, and Misty's van broke down.
Oh.
so they couldn't make it.
Uh-huh.
And me and Ray were there to see Big Beard's old band anyway. So we said, right, we'll go up and do some songs. So we ran all over Glasgow. This is about 6 o'clock at night. Most of the music shops are shut.
Yeah.
Ran all over Glasgow. I managed to find, in bookshops, this was a roll-up keyboard, a plastic kind of roll-up keyboard that I played, and went into another bookshop and found two kazoos. They were actually the worst kazoos I've ever had and the most expensive.
Uh-huh.
And Ian joined us as well. I phoned him as he came up in the train with his cowbell.
Mm-hmm.
So there was the three of us doing some songs on stage. It probably only lasted about 10 minutes, but it felt like the longest 10 minutes of my life. Because the band had never got together before. We didn't have any of our own songs at this point. And it was that bad, but it was that good as well, that we managed to just go up and do this. So
yeah.
It's quite cool.
So it wasn't like one night you had this dream, I'm going to put a band together and we're going to play kazoos.
If you want to put it this way, the seed was there and it germinated that night.
Uh-huh.
And it flubbered last summer, basically. We played a few shows last summer, and it was just, it knocked me off my feet, literally, on stage. Although I think I was probably drunk.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, since then, we've had a wee kind of break, obviously, because Little Beard, the MC Smalls, have moved over to Canada.
Yeah.
But this summer's looking to be quite explosive this time.
Mm-hmm. Were you a musician before?
I played a bit of guitar and stuff like that, but never in another band.
Mm-hmm.
I think nearly everyone else had been, though, which was quite fun. It was quite good as well that people knew what they were doing, and we were able to gel all really easily and just get jamming really quickly. And that's how we get as many songs, probably.
Yeah.
But I used to go and do stuff at gigs like sound and the lights and stuff like that. That's what I was into, and it was knowing the people from the different bands as well that kind of helped.
So is there any last things you would like to say to your fans that might be listening?
Hello! if my mum's going to listen to this, I don't know if she will. I'll probably send her the link. Hi, Mum. And hello, everyone else, basically.
Yeah.
I'd like to apologise to Ian, Blunderboy, that he actually came round to my house earlier to do the interview, but I've only got one phone. So, I couldn't really have, obviously, two people on the one phone.
Yeah.
So, I'd like to apologise to Ian at this point.
Oh, sorry.
I think that's about it. If anyone wants to send me money, I'll give you my PayPal account as well, and it'll be all good. But thank you very much for having us on, me on, and thank you very much on behalf of the other members of the band as well.
Thank you.
Cool.
And we're Pirate Pods, and we like to end our chats with a pirate impression.
Arr, this be Pirate Pods.
Thank you, Grum.
No problem. Thank you.
Down in Fuzzy Feltland, there's magical rainbows, fantastical superstars. Down in Fuzzy Feltland, there's inflatable freedoms and wondrous candies. Down in Fuzzy Feltland, there's buckets of nonsense and
playful interiors down in Fuzzy Felt Land. There's invisible overcoats, invisible overcoats.